What's up, DFM? It's your girl, Nikki. Happy Friday. I've just been thinking a lot about some things that have been happening in my life, reflecting on some of the things that have been going on with me personally, and also taking in some of the things that I've also learned from the people around me. So not to be so general, but I'm going to break this down a little bit for you guys, but I thought what I arrived on ended up being a really good arrival. I had a little bit of a revelation, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's powerful. So I was thinking about my personal life, and for those of you that don't know me personally, like my character and stuff like that, I am fun. I don't always play it safe, and I'm saying that because the majority of the things I've done, I typically feel like I always do the right thing in the situation, right? I do the right thing with my money. I do the right thing with my time. I do the right thing, or what I think the right thing is, in the majority of the situations that I'm in and the majority of the situations I'm placed in. That's always been my thought process. So I'm very responsible. I'm very calculated. I'm very thought out. I try to do the right thing when it's the right thing to do and I can recognize it. And so typically what I think is that the fruit that I should get from doing the right thing should be that positive fruit, right? You reap what you sow is a principle, right? And you know, that's where we get a lot of these sayings and stuff like that from. So I typically think that I'm sowing what needs to be sown in that given scenario. However, although I do that, I still feel a lot of stresses within certain things. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm married, didn't have a wedding, didn't have a honeymoon, none of that. We were young when we got married, young, broke, pregnant, the whole nine, the regular type shit. Since then and since those experiences, I practice good financial health with my finances. I never feel the freedom of financial stress. Don't get me wrong. I have a very healthy savings. I have a very good job. But I still feel that stress in thinking if I do certain things that I want to do and make big purchases or do things that I've been wanting to do for years, even though they're goals of mine, it keeps me from doing it because I'm afraid of feeling without. And I just think in general, like, no matter how many steps forward I take, I feel like I could take a good chunk of steps forward, I always end up taking steps back. So if I take two steps forward, I feel like, boom, now I gotta take three steps back. And I'm in the same position of always having to figure out and navigate my way through something difficult. Why is that when I always feel like I'm doing the right thing? It's not fair. So I look at a counterpart of mine. My counterpart in this is my sister. We are so similar, but at the same time, we're so different. So she literally is the yin to my yang, right? Same shape, same purpose, you know, different in the other aspects. Like, we're a mirror of each other. And her attitude is way more freedom-based, to where she rolls with the flow. She does what she wants in the given scenarios. Kind of doesn't really worry about the outcome as much, as to where I feel like I prepare for a lot of the outcomes, and I'm still the one that feels like stressed out by stuff and always having to navigate things and prepare, and you know, it never ends up the way I thought it was going to be. As to where her, even in the way that she moves, she always ends up being fine. She doesn't feel the stress of it. At the end of the day, she always has what she needs. It's like, it's not even a thing. And I'm like, how is this possible? I'm doing what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. And then I realized one big thing. I take into consideration every single thing that should be done in that scenario, except for one key component. And that's me. I typically do what's right in that scenario for other people, for my kids, what I think to be right for my marriage, what I think to be right in whatever scenario it may be. And more often than not, I never stop to ask, is this right for me? So because I don't take the time to figure out if it's right for me, I go through situations and I go through life and I make decisions discounting what I think and feel. And when you discount what you think and feel, it shows up in other areas. I've not had some of the experiences I've wanted to have. It doesn't just automatically pan out and happen for me. because the one person that's not being checked in with is me. Take care of yourself. What I see when I look at my sister, and it's not perfect. I understand situations aren't perfect and you can still make good decisions and go through hard things. I'm not telling you to be irresponsible. What I am telling you to do is make sure that within that checklist, you are not only in there, but you are a priority. When I look at my sister, I see somebody happy, somebody free, and things happen to work out for her because the seed that she is sowing is she's doing things for herself. And so when you sow that seed and you do things for yourself in a healthy manner, what you're going to get on that back end is things happen for you. On the opposite side for me, I think I'm doing the right thing, but I'm never doing the right thing for me. So even though I think I'm doing the right thing, I'm always surprised by what I get back. What I get back doesn't ever feel like the right thing for me. And I'm so perplexed because I did the right thing. But the thing is that it wasn't the right thing for Nikki. Insert your name there. What is the right thing for you? How can you begin to move through your scenarios and your decisions in life, prioritizing what's right for you? That's been a real eye-opener for me. And I'm still learning and I'm still kind of digging into it, but I feel like it is a big key into moving forward and having things positive happen for you. If you want something positive to happen for you, you got to do something positive for you. Make sure you honor yourself. So holidays are coming up. I just wanted to share some info with y'all. You know I love you guys. You know you're my heart. You know you're my tribe. New episodes coming back up in the new year, so make sure you click, share, and subscribe. It's Nikki with DI. Dropped a little knowledge on you guys this Friday. Peace, love, happiness. Bye, guys.